If you really need a cigarette right now and are tired of being a social pariah, take a trip to China for a warm embrace from the center of smoking culture in the world right now. Chinese cigarette production dwarfs that in the U.S., and the cash generated by cigarettes in China produces more revenue than Apple. This cushy national enterprise owned by the government is by far the largest cigarette manufacturer in the world. Bloomberg Businessweek reporter Andrew Martin investigates an industry that may have succeeded a little too well. Andrew, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
So what is the scale of the Chinese cigarette manufacturing operation?
Well, you know, it's really mind-boggling, and obviously it's a testament to their population, but they make 2.5 trillion, with a T, cigarettes every year. You know, in the United States, we think about Philip Morris as being a sort of tobacco behemoth, and it is. But by comparison, Philip Morris International makes 880 billion cigarettes last year. So, you know, it's multiples bigger than Philip Morris.
And this is a government-owned enterprise?
It is. It was started by the government in 1982 as a way to sort of corral a lot of black market cigarettes. And it's just, you know, exploded in growth along with the Chinese economy. Currently, the tobacco industry in China accounts for 7% of all of the government's revenues every year. And it's a big employer. You know, there's an estimated 500,000 employees who work directly for the tobacco industry and another 20 million that make some income, you know, at retail stores or selling cigarettes. So, you know, the Chinese government kind of has this dilemma now, you know, because if they do crack down too hard on tobacco, it's going to have an impact on their revenues.
How much is the Chinese culture a cigarette culture because of the size of this tobacco corporation?
It is a cigarette culture, but it's exclusively men. More than half the men in China smoke, but only 2% of the women smoke. And that's been fairly consistent, and it's cultural and goes back, I guess, among men. It's a, they exchange it as gifts. It's a social thing. But despite worries of anti-smoking folks, it's never really taken off among women.
Is it a public health issue as much as air quality is in the large cities in China?
You know, it's becoming a huge public health issue in China. Currently, more than a million Chinese every year die from tobacco-related diseases. And the way that, that smoking works is, you know, they're sort of at the front end of this bell curve that is expected to sort of go up very quickly. So unless the Chinese government is able to get a handle on this and reduce the prevalence of smoking, authorities estimate there'll be 3 million smoking-related deaths a year by 2050.
In the U.S., what really started the rollback on cigarette marketing in the United States was attempts to tag cigarette companies with targeting children. That doesn't seem to be so much of a problem in China from what you've been able to determine.
Well, one thing in the story we wrote, we mentioned that, you know, tobacco companies in China or the subsidiaries of the national tobacco company sponsor elementary schools. They give them money, and some of them are named after local tobacco companies. Some of them have banners over the entrance of the school saying, genius comes from hard work and tobacco helps you become a genius or something to that effect. So, you know, they're very much ingrained in the local culture.
And one thing you don't see in China are a lot of no smoking signs.
That's true. They're decades behind us in terms of anti-smoking efforts. What's interesting, and you know, one of the reasons we wrote this story now is that in the last year, there has been some movement from the Chinese government, at least in terms of rhetoric, about cracking down on smoking. There's been some pretty strong legislation that's been introduced. Beijing recently became a smoke-free city, so that has created some optimism among anti-smoking advocates that they may finally be willing to address this issue.
Andrew Martin is a reporter at Bloomberg Businessweek. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.